The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
We must reach the church before the ceremony is done, and it has recruited another soldier to his army of the plague.
Plague?
Okashnik bring disease. He bring plague. He bring the Black Death. Only those who bear his mark are immune to it. They are his beasts.
The bayous of Louisiana, steeped in magic and the supernatural, are the new epicenter of a dark, age-old evil. Here, the horrors of a long-lost world are being resurrected into a living nightmare, unleashing a pestilence that may destroy hybrid and human alike.
A virulent disease is sweeping through my territories. If it spreads outward with our diminished autoimmune systems and this treatment facility in ruins, the Nine Barons will perish. We of the hybrid dynasty are doomed if we do not seek outside aid. If necessary, we must circumvent the oligarchy altogether and find other allies.
It's the Black Death. Sure enough.
You've got the plague.
All of us have it. But it won't kill us.
Why not?
Ukashnik kissed us. Immunized us.
You want to explain me? Is that it? And therefore diminish what I am? Or what you fear me to be?
And what is that?
A vampire.
He is Ukashnik. A creature who has never died. He woos all the darkness within the human soul like a lover. He is the king of the shadowy hordes that revel among the tombs of the ancient dead when night veils the swamps and the rats crawl among the offal. Those he kisses live forevermore in the darkness of the spirit.
Kiss me and live forever.
Kane, Grant, and Bridget Baptiste join with a voodoo priestess to battle primordial fear and destroy one of the most ancient of evils in Outlanders number 13, Shadow Scourge. Now in Graphic Audio.
And now, our feature presentation.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Previously in Deathlands. The Countess was backed against the raw face of the cliff, trembling, her fingers knotted into the flimsy wire fence, her weight against it, making it sway back and forth. Ryan faced her, blocking the exit back toward the hill, his spine touching the rusting supports. Behind him was the steep incline of hundreds of feet, sliding down to a sheer drop of 100 feet to the foaming water below.
You didn't have to butcher them all! You only needed me!
No! Listen to me! It was strong! It was...
She was down against the rocks, the back of her head cut and bleeding. Her bright eyes half closed for a moment.
Get the fuck up, bitch! I'm gonna beat you to a bloody pulp, and then drop you over the edge. One way, all the way down. Then strong.
Her eyes blinked open as Ryan stooped and swung her up. He balanced her while he measured the next punch.
Ryan!
Ryan started to turn, disbelief stark on his face, his mouth sagging open. He blinked through the driving rain, seeing a blurred vision of a tall woman with a shock of bright, fiery hair. Another figure with hair like snow was at her side. Three others were farther back, staring at him.
Christy?
The rush of knowledge paralyzed him for a moment. Katja Bosalay pushed against Ryan with all her failing strength, catching him off balance, pushing him hard into the frail fencing.
Ryan!
Ryan pushed the body of the Countess away from him, and she tumbled head first down the steep slope of treacherous mud. And Ryan followed. His fingers reached and grasped for any sort of grip, but failed. He glimpsed the white dress below him, tumbling over the last sheer brink and vanishing. Ryan reached the edge himself, skidding over, hopelessly out of control. The icy...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?